Hello, people of God. How are you doing? Welcome to another episode of the Baby Girl of God podcast, where we navigate through life, health, faith, and everything in between. I am Deborah Bridge, your host, and I am excited to be here with you again. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. I read that in NLC. Today we'll be talking about the Word of God, and what better way to start than to start with the Word of God. So the Bible is a compilation of books over centuries, inspired by God and for our use in this day and time. The Bible is primarily a book about salvation and God restoring man into relationship with Him. In the last episode, I sung, a song about reading your Bible and praying every day. So, yes, today we are talking about reading your Bible every day. And why should you read your Bible every day? Because I believe you want to grow. And I have found in myself and others that there is a tendency to not read the Bible as much and try to overcompensate, in quotes, with prayers. And it just doesn't work that way, because the Bible is where you get information about God and know how to communicate with Him and how to even get access to Him in the first place. And so the Bible, I would say, is the primary source of information about God. And if you do not have the right information about God, then you cannot communicate with God effectively, because you first of all do not know who you are communicating with. A wise man once said that if you want to hear God speak to you, just read your Bible out loud. That is God speaking to you. There's also this phrase that a lot of people use, particularly when trying to emphasize the importance of building a relationship with God and all. They say, know God for yourself. And I've used the phrase before, but you really cannot know God for yourself without His help. And if you want to really know God, then you have to go to His Word. Now that we have highlighted why it's important to read the Bible and study it, but in this episode, we're talking about reading the Bible. Study is equally important, but you can't study something you have not even made an habit to read in the first place. So the first thing when you come to reading the Bible is realizing that it is important. If you do not think that reading the Bible is something you have to do daily, then you will not do it daily. First of all, realizing the importance of reading the Bible, the importance of the Bible and why you have to read it, will then create a mindset that helps you see reading the Bible as something that must be done daily because of how important it is, like we spoke about prayer in the last episode. The technicalities of reading the Bible is left to you. There are many, many ways that you can decide to read. You can read maybe a page of a Bible a day. You can read different parts of the Bible concurrently. You can read the Bible alongside devotionals. I believe that YouVersion Bible app is one of the best there is out there. I use it a lot, and it has been very, very helpful for me in creating that habit of reading the Bible. Whichever way you choose to read the Bible, the important thing is that you read it. And reading it is the beginning. It's not the end. You don't just read the Bible and then it's okay. Reading the Bible is to an end. And that end is knowing God, becoming like Him, and getting His mind and perspective on matters. Learning from the stories of others recorded in the Bible, the list is really endless. So in as much as, yes, you should read your Bible every day, but you should also realize that reading your Bible every day is the first. It's just like going to school every day. It's not enough to just go to school every day. But you have to first go to school every day before you attend classes, before you listen, before you then read what you learn from those classes. So make an habit of this first step and keep moving forward even after that. And one of the most important things I would say that reading the Bible does is that it gives you a right perspective and mentality about everything. Romans 12 verse 2 says, "But be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, that ye may approve what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." The Bible is one way that your mind gets renewed. And another important point that I must not end this episode without is the Holy Spirit. Like we established in the beginning, the Holy Spirit is the inspiration behind the Word of God. And so in reading the Word of God, you
have to rely on the Holy Spirit to help you understand and even apply what you are learning even into your everyday life. Someone said that the Bible is the only book where you get the author with you even as you read the book. And maybe you are there thinking that, oh, you know this. But the question is, have you been consistent? One thing you have to realize is that simple things that we all know, if we are keen on doing them, a lot can change and a lot can happen from then. So I hope that today and every day you read your Bible. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Baby Girl of God podcast. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. You can also leave me an audio message on Anchor. Peace and joy.